The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Begin the second hour here at Off the Beaten Path. Steve Elkins at the mic. It is August 29th, 2021. Some good phone calls, some irritating ones. Trying to calm down a little bit here. I'm going to go back to the phones and talk to Mitchell in Memphis. And by the way, we got another soundtrack, another bumper track for you after your call. Next commercial break, you'll like it.
Man, guys are spoiling me tonight, huh?
So what else? What else is on your mind?
What I wanted to do is when I listen to Trump at this point, I can only conclude that he's either in bed with government / big pharma, the agenda, or he's an idiot.
I think he's
what
in
else
bed.
Can I conclude?
I think he's in bed with big pharma. I think he's a globalist. I know there's some people that really believe in Donald Trump. He's the savior. He's going to come back and he's going to make it all right. He's not. He had 4 years to do something.
I want to touch base with you. What is
he could have done so much in the 4 years, and he caved in. He caved in on so many areas that he actually had the power to do something, and he didn't do it. So would I give this guy another 4 years? I'm not voting anymore, by the way, until this thing is fixed. It's a scam. It's rigged. I'm not going to waste my time voting until it is fixed. Other than that, I would not vote for Donald Trump again. Never.
Because I was talking to James Kelso and got into a screaming match with him. He says, well, who would you vote for? I'll vote for the candidate who says, as soon as I get in the damn office, I will begin the process of abolishing the Federal Reserve System. That's who I'll vote for.
Sure.
I don't even care about what party affiliation they are. But going to James Kelso, what is the deal? I've never seen such an apologist. I've never seen anything like this. Look, Donald Trump dropped the ball when he did that. No different than what Biden did with his whole thing over the Middle East there.
You mentioned the booing of Donald Trump to James Kelso?
Oh yeah, I was just screaming at him because I knew he was going to hang up on me or he was he does his filibustering thing. You get one line and then he takes the so I knew what he was going to do. So I just kept on saying they booed him, they booed him, they booed him.
Yeah.
But last week I heard Kelso. Here's a 75-year-old man yelling and screaming as if he's trying to do his best Alex Jones. It doesn't work. It's not effective. And I would like to know, you're close with John Stabmiller. Does Stabmiller know the black?
We disagree. We disagree. Kelso? We agree. We disagree. But with respect.
Okay. John it seems like Kelso's doing RBN a disservice. It's embarrassing to me. I mean, just. I've never seen such an apologist in my life. Donald Trump had no business saying that at that rally,
and he did.
So I don't. At any rate, that's all I had to say, Steve.
No, I agree. I was shocked, just as shocked as you, to hear him booed at his own rally, pushing the vaccine shot.
His bad advisors. No, this was something like a week or two ago. This is not. Everybody else, I talked to Mike Rivera. I said, we don't need advisors to know some of these big-ticket issues that are going on.
Nope, we don't.
Well, they misled Trump. I don't care what they did. Why doesn't Trump go in there and figure this stuff out on his own? Steve does it.
He has handlers.
Mike Rivera does it.
Just like Biden has handlers now, and Kamala Harris has handlers. the president is not is never really the president, and I don't know if anybody understands that quite. You may have ideas of when you go in what you want to do, and if it doesn't fit the master plan of the globalists, the deep state, you're not going to do it. They'll give you a little bit to make you look like a president. Other than that, they're going to stop you short. And he had his chance. He had his chance to stop this thing, to shut this thing down. On that video, he mentioned to Mike Pompeo, this is a live drill. This is not live anymore. This is real. Well, I wasn't told about this. You know, those microphones were on. He went along with this. Went along with the pharmaceuticals.
Donald Trump has had conversations with Robert Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, he did. He actually hired him
to investigate
autism and vaccines, and then they killed it. They killed it all.
Well, anybody that knows anything at this point in the game should understand the other side of the corporate media talks about get your shot, get your shot, get your shot. Anybody that's on top of anything knows there's another side to this.
Well, there is another side. That's what bothers me so much that people don't realize. Have you realized that you're just listening to yes people? You haven't heard anybody on the other side. I mean, this, like, I use that example all the time. 4 out of 5 dentists agree with Crest stopping cavities, preventing cavities. Well, let's listen to number 5. I mean, we never get to hear about number 5, why he didn't go along with the other 4 on Crest. This is the same situation. There's got to be some other people to oppose for good reasons, safety reasons, health reasons. You are not allowed to see these people. You're not allowed to hear from these people. And they make extra effort. The government makes extra effort to squelch these people, remove their videos, remove them from the mainstream media, make sure that they're never heard. That is a red flag to me that you are trying to hide something. There has to be somebody on the other side to say, wait a minute here, let's look at this closely. And you cannot hear from that person.
Well, last thing, Steve, give me a prediction, percentage of a chance that in the future we're going to need a vaccine passport to go to the grocery store, take care of our dental issues, go to the doctor. What percentage of a chance do you think is going to be that we're going to have a vaccine passport?
Well,
I won't hold you to it, but I just want your gut feeling.
Gut feeling.
Percentage of a chance.
I'm going to say between 30% and 40%.
That we will need a passport.
Happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I think people are going to say that's enough is enough. Do you remember when I went off the rails on July 4th because we're not a free people? Now take that to a third fold here of you have to have papers everywhere you go, and all this tracking. And I mean, again, do people really want to say we're a free people, but then not live like a free people? Are they really willing to go and trade it all the way for a promise of safety and security? I think they're realizing, a lot of people, even the people who bought into this crap, are now realizing, you mean I might have to wear this mask the rest of my life? You mean I'm going to have to take jabs every 6 months? Well, what kind of life is that? That's not a free life. That's not your choice. And I'm hoping this whole thing will just blow up. It's just going to unravel, blow up. I think when we start to notice the decrease in lifespan, people start to die, new diseases pop up on young people that would have never popped up until they were much older. When all that stuff starts to come together, these people who organize this scam are beheading for the borders outside the country. They are going to run. Matter of fact, Bill Gates, you can't find Bill Gates right now. Where is Bill Gates? He's like, where's Waldo? Where's Bill Gates? I don't know. He's hiding somewhere right now.
Now, the powers that be may have miscalculated. A lot of times they operate on the basis of what I call a Cronkite model. Yeah. But I know there's been a lot of censorship and, banning people and so forth, but information is still being disseminated. We the people can still exchange information unlike ever before in the history of, as far as I know, mankind. And I don't know that they completely factor that into their equation, because people are finding, slowly, but people are finding out about what's going on.
Right.
And it's very interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, here, I got a list here in front of me of people we should be looking at and listening to, experts. Here are experts. Robert Cole, Dr. Robert Cole, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Dan Stock, Simona Gold, frontline doctors. There's plenty on the list we should be hearing from. And if we don't go to BitChute, we don't hear from them. But if
you have to seek them out. That's the key.
If these people had any mainstream media attention, this thing would shut down immediately.
I agree with you.
That's 100%. How important the mainstream media is on giving information, but they're giving disinformation. Any of these guys were on any of the mainstream media networks, this thing would stop tomorrow. It'd be over.
And I think some of this information is slowly seeping out, Steve.
They have that much credibility.
Well, we're going to get to watch it happen.
Hope so. Hey, got to move on here. Thanks for your call, though. I appreciate it.
Right, thanks.
Tom in Maryland, you're on the show.
I'm a first-time listener, first-time caller to your show. I've recently become an RBN addict. So I don't even know what show I'm calling, but I got to tell you, I really like what I'm hearing from you.
Well, good. I'm honest. I'm a straight shooter. I don't play around. I say that's what bothered me so much about Dan in Texas. Dan has been a good caller. He's been a good caller. I don't know if he's playing devil's advocate. He just wants to get my dander up today, get me a little pissed off. I don't know. Is that good for ratings? I don't even care. I'm not doing this for me. Actually, what I'm doing this for now are other people and my children and my grandchildren. That's who I care the most about, my grandchildren. I got five. I care about them. I want a better life for them than what's coming for them right now if we don't stop the madness. We got to stop this madness. Speaking of that, I'm glad you brought that up because Eric Clapton, blues guitarist, is so fed up with all this. He wrote a song, and we're going to close out the show tonight with that song. He's going to get a lot of hell for it, along with a couple other people, musicians, but he's had enough of this. He understands this is a scamdemic. Matter of fact, Jen Psaki, the other day, I got a clip from about Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, actually saying, at Freudian slips, actually saying the COVID plandemic. She actually said COVID plandemic. No mistake on that.
I heard that. That was something else.
No mistake on that.
Interesting you bring up music and the guy from Texas. That's actually why I'm calling. I've got to say, though, I'd love to know from the guy from Memphis, where the hell do you want to walk in Memphis at any time of the day? I think a more appropriate song to play, if you want to play some songs about Memphis, would be Lisa Marie Presley's song, Lights Out in Memphis, because Lord knows it has gotten dark and dangerous there.
You know, I haven't been to Memphis in eons, so I don't even know. If it's like Seattle or Chicago, I don't know if there's a major issue with minority crime there. But I remember going there through the 70s and 80s, and you know, music capital and stuff. I never thought it was a problem then.
I own some property in Benton County, Tennessee, and let me tell you something. I would never go anywhere near Memphis.
Really?
It's gotten terrible there. Mm-hmm. I mean, there might be some enclaves where the gentleman who called lives where it's a little safer. But, I mean, I love Elvis. I wouldn't go there even to visit the museum.
Well, were you a big Elvis fan? Big Elvis fan?
Oh, I was.
Okay, then I'm gonna give you a little quiz to see how big a fan you really are. What was the last concert? Where was the last concert that Elvis Presley had before he died?
Oh, wow. I know this is probably wrong, but the 68 Special was what comes to mind right away. But I think he did one in the early 70s.
His last concert was at Market Square Arena. I can't remember what year it was, but that was his last concert. He died the following week, found in the bathroom. His last concert was Market Square Arena, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Wow. I do remember the day.
Next week he was dead.
I do remember where I was the day he died. That was quite impactful back then on a lot of folks.
Yeah.
Anyway, relative to the caller from Texas, I'm a retired police officer from Baltimore City, Maryland. Also an elected FOP treasurer and secretary. I got to tell you, I don't know how things are now, but in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, we didn't walk out of the job. Our pay was cut, we came to work. You know, most police back then, it was a calling to that line of work. We certainly didn't do it for the pay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I would hope that that sentiment still is with the current police.
I do too. And I hope Dan thinks about what he said, because what he asked me to do was very irresponsible, just to walk out and saying, I'm done. I'd rather take the firing, but I won't just walk out. I'd rather take a firing instead.
And that's very honorable. The other thing I wanted to mention, and I'll let you get to your other callers, the one caller brought up an issue about being tired of hearing the Nazis playing for things. I wasn't there. I don't know what happened, but my grandmother's parents immigrated to this country from the former Czechoslovakia.
Right.
And her family did it the right way. They saved money. They had to leave some people behind. And there were a lot of tears, I understand, on the day that the ones that they rallied the money for left. But here's the point I wanted to make relative to the caller's comments. I never heard my grandmother say one thing bad, or good for that matter. It just didn't come up about Nazi Germany. What she did talk constantly about was their fear and how much hatred they had towards the Russians. I wish I would have been able to have a deeper conversation with her before she died about exactly what they thought about the Germans. But I think it says a lot that it never came up. If they were that horrible, why wouldn't someone in Czechoslovakia and their family have that in their crawl and talk about it? Again, the only people that he disparaged and had a lot of animus towards were the Russians. I think that speaks volumes. Again, I wasn't
good
there.
Points.
I can't
good
say
points.
One way or the other, but again, I just wanted to bring that up. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it. Good points. Thanks for the call. Appreciate the call. Keep listening.
Care.
A lot of good hosts on this network. Go back to the phones here. Let's talk to Pat in Texas. Texas is active tonight. Hello, Pat.
Hi, Steve. I think the only job that we could actually do without is International Code Enforcement and Animal Control Corporation listed under the White Pages. Mm-hmm. Under Oxley-Sarbanes Act, it's a corporation hired by a city. And if they went on strike, nobody would miss them. In fact, I think we'd all have a party.
Yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people that really would not be missed. But I do believe we miss law enforcement, fire protection. I can't imagine fire protection being gone. Law enforcement being gone. I can't imagine, you know, people. As much as I'm angry about the situation, I just can't walk out of it. I can't walk out of a hospital.
Oh, I know all that. I've been in the medical profession all of my life. Yeah, and so I know, you know, you just kept somebody alive, 40 pints of blood, and as soon as you get home, they say, you got to come back. There's a passenger plane crashed.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, a commercial jet crashed. Okay.
Yeah.
I've been, you know, I haven't been here in Texas when that did happen, but I've heard about what they had to go through to identify the bodies. The lab did.
Sure.
I'm a lab medical technologist, ASCP. But anyway, I lived in Memphis, and I went to the same school as Elvis, but 5 years later, he graduated the year before, driving around his Cadillac with girls, but his teachers only had good things to say about him all the time, you know. He had a way of getting to mamas because he loved his mama, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, I lived only a block from him. And I just
all
thought
right.
I'd throw that in.
I appreciate your call, Pat. Thank you for your call. Commercial break. We'll come back to the next caller. Merlin in New York, you're on next.
we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Go back to the phones here, and we got name change here instead of let's see, it's Scotty in New York. You're on the show.
Good evening there. I only spoke to you once back in like January-ish when you were really down and out. But you're not going for that, what do they call that, hopium stuff. However, I would like to ask a question first.
Sure.
While I have you on the line, because I heard, I missed the drama that you had earlier. I got on late, I would like to comment about the Trump being booed. I heard that on the radio, and I almost freaked out, almost fell out of my chair. But I didn't hear they booed him. But I have some ideas why.
Yeah, he said, get out there and get the vaccine, and then they booed him. Yeah, it was...
Well, I heard it live on the radio. I'm in New York. I listen to the radio, which is so hard to... It's so hard to put that on, but I have to listen to it for the weather and stuff.
Yeah.
But here's what... I actually had to think about it. I was in shock for a few days, and then I pieced it together. I have, like, four or five reasons why. One is the lying media that, believe it or not, even though a lot of people are waking up, not so much in this country. I see them wearing masks everywhere, people I know, and they still wear them, including family. You can't convince them that the TV is wrong. So until the media is taken down, he has to go with it. They would have censored him if he didn't say that.
That's
correct.
That's true.
And,
you know, since I got you on the phone,
that's one thing. I have like four things why I think it is. One of it is because the media is still up and running with their lies, and it's killing the children. You mentioned the children earlier. This is messing up children, infants, young, adults, teens. This is so massive, and that's what's going to be their demise. Once the truth gets out, then they'll know where to put the anger. Right now, they don't know where to put the anger.
I'm glad you brought that up. Not only the psychological damage from these masks, it is. We are seeing some
physical
kids that have been
damage.
Really
people are dying and committing suicide. This is I don't have words for this stuff, brother. I don't have words for this. What's going on? But there's a few things. One, that the media is still up. Two, all of those people that are so. Yeah, I mean, come on. I keep hearing people are taking. Even my mom took the shot. All those people that believe all the institutions, even if they don't know the TV is fake, they believe all the other institutions and the movies and the stars and the this and the grant. So until Trump doesn't want to lose them, you understand? So by saying that, he opens the door for those that are still over a year later still sleeping. So those are two pretty powerful, you know, things. But the question I wanted to ask is, I heard, I believe it was Friday, it's possible it was Saturday, but I listen to so many shows, and even after 2 years, I still mix up some of you fellas and ladies, and even the callers. You're crediting the host, yes, but you also must credit the callers.
Oh, yeah,
everybody,
I do. This is listener-appreciated, listener-funded. I do appreciate the majority of the callers. I really do appreciate. There's always been a very good relationship. I got a lot of emails from a lot of people, and I try to respond back in an appropriate time. But every once in a while, you get somebody who's either trolling me, pushing buttons, playing devil's advocate. I don't know. I think that call was out in left field. He's never done that before. He's always been a very good caller. And to have that happen, that just pushed me over the edge there. I kind of lost it.
I missed that. I'll have to listen to the replay. Also, the censorship is still up and running strong, which is really, I don't get pissed off easy, but that's what really bothers me the most. Yeah. That, to me, is that's murder. It's freaking with intent. It's murder for profit with full intent and knowledge. So so until the censorship is taken out and the media is taken out, it actually reflects with the police, too. You mentioned that. I think the police are the only thing we can save from this system. We're not going to save the car manufacturers or sellers or the schools or any of the consumerized stuff, but the police... Without the cover of the media and with some simple fact checkers, not like fake fact checkers like Facebook, I mean like real fact checkers, like two old ladies after the bingo game in a pickup with a computer, to simply follow up on the police after they go do whatever they do and get the other side to the story. Because all we ever got was one side of the story scripted and put together as a puzzle exactly what propaganda they want to broadcast. And they'll do it within 15 minutes live right at your house with CIA there to set you up. And so until the media is taken out, the police have no way to get credibility on their own.
Right.
A lot of the police are locked into that, and they have no option. And until they get some relief somewhere, because a lot of those police will go and do the right thing, and when the time comes, I'm sure them and the military
will. I hope so.
Will.
I hope so.
But
Scott,
I have a question. I want to ask: who knows who is calling in saying a lot of bad things about Trump on Friday's show? I don't remember which show. It was a caller, middle to the end of the show. He made.
All right. Hey, thanks again. Appreciate the call.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, and I'm going to bring up somebody I've worked with before. I am very thankful for Steve Starrs coming on the show today, and thanking him for giving me my first start, actually. He, between him and Farron Schoaf of RBN, he and Dave Grant allowed me to be part of an interview with the big man, Albert Howard. Steve Starrs, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's good to be with you, Steve. And by the way, you were a pro before you met me. Come on now. You were already doing the shows out on the West Coast. So yeah, there you were, man. I could tell all along. I mean,
my career in Northern California lasted only 9 weeks, Steve, because I said the wrong things. I upset so many people. I had people calling in and says, I love the show. You talk about things, real issues, and you really say what has to be said. And, of course, the station was owned by some liberals, actually lesbian liberals, and they didn't like what I had to say. And so they shut me down after 9 weeks.
Yeah, well, you were good, and you lined up that interview, so you've been doing a great job, and I want to see it commence. And you're absolutely right. Well, I didn't hear all of what the caller said. I was eating dinner, but I could tell that there were some problems there. Everybody needs to stay in their position as long as you can.
Yes.
If you're going to have to leave, you need paperwork, and you can get forms and various things, and you need to inform these people And you need, they're going to probably want you to sign something. I don't know that I would, but look at it very carefully. But you hand them back all the information pertaining to the problems of this experimental jab that they're forcing you to take, and say that this is not, my leaving is not anything to do with a disciplinary action or a negligence on the job. It is primarily about this. You will sign here and smile because I'm taking a selfie. Okay. Yeah. Document it extremely well. Because what is happening, Steve, you and I have talked about this a little off air. What is taking place, ladies and gentlemen? This is the Great Reset. They're trying to create a controlled demolition by dysfunction with everything.
Hold on. I'm going to stop you real quick here, Steve. Do you have that email up that you sent me? Do you have it up?
Yeah, I sure do, as a matter of fact.
I was going to read it. I had it pulled up here. I wanted to read it, but, you know, it's better from the author itself. Steve wrote me something earlier before the show today, and I looked at it, and I responded to it, and he's 100% correct, so I will let him read his own work. Go ahead and read that entire email, if you don't mind.
Well, thanks so much, Steve. And to all the listeners out here, pay close attention, because we know that this Great Reset was set in order by Event 201. It goes way back to Operation Lockstep. You know, we've seen these things before. What we are seeing happening in the world today is a controlled demolition by creating dysfunction with everything. It's not just the virus.
Everything.
Okay, let's look at what they're doing. Health care in our lives, law and order. The law and order has been just defunct in this country, as you know. Defunding the police. Now, I know the police have problems, but they're trying to take the whole system down. It's what they're trying to do. Poisoning our military right now. They want to get the military sick so they can't do anything, or if they're still around, they'll be enforcing the law. That's why they're going for them. They're ruining the economy. There's no question the economy's been ruined. They're driving us into debt. They're constantly lying in the media, And this is criminal reckless endangerment. It really is. They're shutting down our schools. Okay, look what they've done to the schools. They're shutting down our businesses, our churches. They're stealing our elections. Yes, that's what they did. They absolutely did that. They're destroying all the Western alliances with us in places like Afghanistan. Look at all the nations that have been completely disappointed with President Zero. I call him Double Zero. Joe Biden is in there not because of any other reason than he is completely inept. He's supposed to be, so they can't blame anybody in a sense. I mean, everybody knows he's crazy, but at the same time, nobody can do anything about it, right? There's no real face there. It's just this double zero president idiot. They're destroying jobs by the millions worldwide, cutting off energy and oil and electricity, holding back cures at work. Steve's talked a lot about that. Psychologically forcing people into slavery with the mask. This is psychological programming, friends, and propaganda. They're creating race issues with BLM and the critical race theory. Of course, they got Antifa out there, too. They're locking up protesters and shutting down the social media and voices, except for RB and people like Steve here and you folks listening. All this is hitting at once as planned by the World Economic Forum, and these are the New World Order maniacs, Steve.
Yep. You spoke it perfect. That's why I let you take credit for it. It's your great idea, and I give you kudos on that one. 100%, you are right on the mark. They are using the divide and conquer strategy, and we're everywhere we go now. You're right. Everything you've mentioned there, Steve, is accurate. Defunding, taking away this, getting people to fight among each other, making sure they can't unite to come together and churches can't sing. They're doing everything they can to disrupt our lives. The psychiatric component to this, Steve, is huge. And somebody earlier called about the children, the minds, the young minds wearing the masks. The oppression, the suppression. It's amazing what's happening here. We see alcohol sales going up 500%. 500%. People are not being able to deal with this very well. They are indulging in drugs, alcohol. Suicides are going up. This country is coming apart, Steve. It's coming apart.
Absolutely, and we need to stand up for this. I was out with a rally for some healthcare workers local here. They're some of the finest people that were out there, and they were saying, we don't want to quit our jobs. We worked all through this pandemic, which really was the plandemic. We stayed on the job, had no vaccine, we're here, and now they're rewarding us with firing us. Everybody needs to hold these people accountable, but they also need to do it as much as possible. If you can, say, look what you're doing. You're destroying your own business. You're losing your best employees here. Why would you be doing that? Does it make any sense?
It makes no sense. From hero to zero, people in healthcare, the frontline workers, from hero to zero now, we don't need you. We'll get rid of you. I talked about earlier, Steve, the numbers around the country, people saying, you know, the mainstream media keeps telling us the surge. They just overuse that word. But they're telling us that the hospitals are bulging. They can't take any more patients. And then they talk about firing nurses because they won't take the shot. It doesn't go hand in hand. They don't have those surges they're telling you about. That's a big fat whopper lie right there.
Sure is, and it's endangering all of us. And so I applaud people like yourself that are staying as long as you can. But make sure that you document with these companies that this is the reason why they're doing it and try to talk to them. You know, another thing, too, Christians, of course, I listened to a pastor today who pastors a church, and he talked about some of the minor problems that are dividing us. He was on the same note, but he was saying that the vaccine, or the jab, really, the experiment, uh-huh. is one of them. And he said, it's your choice. No, it's not a choice. The mark of the beast will be a choice, too. Here, you take the mark, or, you know, we're going to cut your head off. But if you take the mark, you're going to go to hell. There's a choice.
That's right.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, there were choices in Russia and places like that. In Germany, they said, get on the train. You have a choice. You don't have to get on, or you get shot. That's not a choice. You know, Donald Trump says this is a choice. No, it's not a choice. Only one more thing with you, pretty important. You know, the last chapter of Revelation talks about sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, adulterers, and anyone who loves and makes a lie will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. The word sorcery, only in the book of Revelations, the word sorcery in the book of Revelation is pharmakia. And
pharmakia,
you can see it's the
right.
Pharmakia that deceives the nations. It's right there. This is right on time. And Donald Trump is going to go to hell, my friends, if he doesn't repent of this. There's no excuse for this. You know, Ronald Reagan, remember when you probably remember, Steve, when the Marine barracks were bombed in Beirut, I think it was 83.
Yeah, I do.
He stood up and said, I am going to take responsibility for this.
Right.
He did. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It really wasn't his responsibility. Even Colin Powell said later on, Reagan was covering for him. It was Colin Powell that messed that up. But Reagan took responsibility at that point. Trump needs to take responsibility. If you read 1 Chronicles chapter 21, David was provoked by Satan to number Israel against the law of Moses and against common sense. Now, this is the same thing. This is not about a vaccine. It's about tracking you. That's what it's all about. Passports, everything like that, vaccine passports. What is happening here is exactly what happened there. David took responsibility. He told God, there was a huge plague that hit. He said, God, I was the one that did this. Take me and my father's house. And God said, no, I'm going to show you how to solve the problem. Go down and buy the threshing floor of Ornan, which would later become the temple, and offer seven lambs. The angel put his sword away and stopped the killing. If Trump would stand up and be a real man for a change instead of a lying little scumbag, which I don't like about him. I'm serious. I'm not somebody who hates Trump. I want to see him succeed. He is not going to get into the kingdom of heaven. Sorcerers will not be allowed in. I hope you pray for him that he wakes up and feels the fire every night.
Yeah.
Because that's where he's headed. He is not going to get into the kingdom of heaven. This is a place
you know, men of vast wealth, like people like Trump, the money supersedes life, and I think he's sold his soul to the devil.
Yeah, at this point he sure has. Those dollar signs in his eyes when he heard about the warp speed vaccine. He needs to stand up like Reagan did and take responsibility like David did. A real man who cared about our country and cared about the plan here would take responsibility for
what
he did wrong. There is
totally
no
agree.
Excuse for him. He will not get into it. Whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Last chapter of the book of Revelation, read it. Whoremongers and sorcerers, pharmakia. He's not getting in. Right. That's all. It's not my call. I'm not judging him. The word is. I'm sorry, Steve. Anyhow,
no, it's good.
Great show. I'll get off and let some other. But I do appreciate you having me on
and
say a few words to the good people that are.
Well, we still got some work to do over there at KHNC, so let's get back on that soon.
We sure will, buddy. Hey, you have a good show, and hello to all the listeners out there. Stay tuned, and we will keep knocking it out. And keep in mind, this is a controlled dysfunction. Everything here is being created to create this great reset. That's what this is all about. It's only one facet, but it's a whole bunch. I'll let you go, buddy.
Right.
Thanks.
All right, thanks. Steve Starrs, good man, Charlie Brown. Good man. I'm going to throw something else at you here, a little theory I just came up with last night. We were talking about again, I see more in the news, and I hate to watch the regular news, but I got to watch it. I got to watch to see what these bastards are saying. And they're talking about little children giving the jab. Fauci's saying that all school children now should get the jab and boosters and everything else. And I started thinking about it, all the research I found, talking about these spontaneous abortions and loss of life, the pregnant women here. And this is serious. It blows my mind to think that we are injecting this poison in a pregnant woman with a child inside of her. It blows my mind that we could actually be allowing this to happen. But then I started thinking about the depopulation agenda along with these shots and the boosters and the graphene oxide and all the other poisons that are in these cocktails. Of course, right now, they're also going to be pushing. We're coming up on the flu season already. We're in August. We're talking flu season already? Well, it's hot as heck down here. No flu down here. But they're talking about the flu season. Let's kill two birds with one stone. So when you get your flu shot now, and you shouldn't be doing that anyway, we'll hit you up and give you the COVID one too, okay? So that's two pathogens to tax and go after your puny immune systems. This is going to make people drop. Well, I tell you what, when you see the double cocktail of poisons between flu and the COVID, you are going to see people really start to fall on this one here. This is dangerous stuff. But getting back to the pregnant woman that would accept a shot, an experimental jab while she's pregnant, it just blows me away. You talk about a crime against the unborn child. But think about this here. They're pushing it on the children, the teenagers. They got all kinds of programs now. Mainstream media is going after commercials. Be cool. Be like one of us. Be in the crowd. They want to be in the crowd because teenagers like to be loved. They want to be in the crowd. They want to be accepted. So getting the jab itself is being accepted in the group. All right, let's factor that in. These teenagers are all getting the jab. We are going to see sterilization, male and female. You are going to see sterilization. You know what you're going to see? You're going to see teen pregnancy plummet. There are not going to be teenage pregnancies anymore. We saw this horror. Oh, my God, teen pregnancy. We got boys knocking up girls. Girls are having babies out of wedlock in their teen years. They have to drop out of school. You're not going to see that anymore. You're not going to see teen pregnancy. Teen pregnancy is going to plummet because they're all going to be sterile. They're all going to be sterile. Don't have to worry about that birth control anymore. We can just pharmaceutical, forget about putting out the pill anymore. We don't need to put the pill out. We've already sterilized you with the shots. No worry about that anymore. Back to your phone calls. Mike in Kentucky, you're on the show.
Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, trying to push that Gardasil vaccine. I think you might have mentioned that last hour.
Yeah, it's poison.
Pelvic inflammatory disease or something, didn't it not?
You get a 30% chance increase, 30% increase in cervical cancers with it.
Oops, it's supposed to stop it. Anyway, yep. And they were giving up on teaching the teenagers to be abstinent, but the smartphone and, you know, before that, you know, a lot of the whatever SMS and stuff that was causing social autism, and teen pregnancy rates were plummeting. It's strongly associated with that, but I have to wonder if it's not other factors as well besides, you know, vaccines. But I just was while I was on hold, I ran across two contradictory stories from NBC News. One of them's in MSNBC. Talking about at the end of July, the 125,000 fully vaccinated Americans that tested positive for COVID, and 1,400 of those died. Granted, they say that's only about 8 out of 10,000 of the 164 million plus people who've been fully vaccinated. But one of the things that I'm hearing now, that the reason that they want vaccinated people to wear the mask is that they're shedding the mutant viruses. Well, if you go back, MSNBC says that the vaccines would stop the spread of the mutations. So, I mean, clearly, If you, and this, I'm trying to find the date on this story, but it doesn't really matter. I think it was back in March or something that they were trying to say that the vaccines would stop the spread of the mutations. No, and you talk to Tom Rogers; he calls it all the time.
Yeah.
But these vaccine or these viruses, and that's exactly the way they do it in the lab. Is they keep vectoring these viruses through different hosts, and it causes mutations.
Sure, it does. It always takes another pathway away from the immune system, which gives you a different variant. So what they keep continuing to do is put out more variants. Is what they're going to. This is the dog chasing the tail, round and round in a circle. It's never going to stop.
The censorship of these protocols. One of the things that I've heard for years is that the flu shot works better in the people that don't need it because it provokes an immune response. And younger people that have a more robust immune response, they don't need the shot anyway. It's the elderly people. And right before COVID hit in 2019, I think I had it, by the way, back then. But in 2019, they were advertising this four times the dose flu shot that they were encouraging elderly people to get.
Four times the dose, right.
Four times the dose because it doesn't work. You got to do more of an immune provoking to get it to die.
Hey, Mike, I got three more calls. I got to try to squeeze them in. Okay,
we need to look at these protocols to bump up your immune system. Vitamin D3, in huge amounts. Fauci censored that. He didn't tell people that he was taking 6,000 units. The zinc, the quercetin, and just look for that. The FLCC, Frontline Doctors, I don't know if you've covered that at all.
I have. I love them. I love these guys.
It got deleted off the Eastern Virginia Medical School's website about a month ago. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. We got to do a little speed round here. I got three calls in a loop. Rhonda, Missouri, give me about a minute's worth. I got two more behind you, though.
Yeah, I'll keep it short.
Okay.
I sent you an email.
Okay.
Here's the headline. If you want to read it,
okay.
For your listeners, if they want to read it as well, it's on beforeitsnews.com.
Okay.
Midazolam. If you can't say it, don't take it. Midazolam.
It's called Versed. Mizalapam. Yeah, it's Versed. The other name. It's a sedative.
Midazolam.
Right.
Is it diazepam on steroids or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's a great sedation medicine. It's a great sedation medicine. I like it.
Yeah. Okay, here's the headline. You can talk about it tomorrow if you want, if you find it interesting. Okay. But it was used to prematurely end the lives of thousands who you were told had died of COVID-19, and we can
prove
believe it.
That.
Here's the evidence.
I
sent you the article, Steve. If you want to delve into it deeper later on, you can.
I can believe that. Over sedation? Yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah. And it talks about people in jail and stuff or whatever,
Yeah. I appreciate it. I'll take a look at it.
Thanks
again.
Appreciate it. Okay, have a good night. Bye.
All right, Fred, you got about a minute, and I got one behind you, so keep it short, about a minute.
So about 20 years ago, I demanded the research study data for a quadrivalent shot that was being promoted the end of August, early September. They couldn't produce it, so my mom was one of only one other out of 22 that didn't take the quadrivalent kill shot injection. When we returned 6 weeks later for dialysis, all the others had died, according to the dialysis tech. And all anyone has to do in a job situation is tell the supervisor, whomever, hey, did you take the shot? Of course they're going to say they did, right? They're not going to say, no, I didn't take it. Okay,
right,
great.
Right.
I want the research study data that convinced you of safety and efficacy. I want that data to be evaluated by my ACE team of medical experts, and then I'll consider it. That's all you got to do.
I like the way you think, Fred. I like the way you think. I like that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I got to get going here. I got one more call real quick here, and I got you got about 40 seconds here. Next caller, Steve in New Mexico, you got about 40 seconds.
Yeah, since you've been in the healthcare for so many years, just going to ask you, where do you what do you see for January on our healthcare system? What do you really see? Where it's going and what's going to happen, do you think?
I think we're going to have, well, a lot of nurses are going out. They're retiring early. They're just tired of all this nonsense. You're going to lose a lot of other people that probably will get fired because they will not take the jab. Mm-hmm. I see a big surge of people coming in the next couple of months that are getting very, very sick between having the flu shot, the COVID shot, and you may have hospitals busting at the seam from all these vaccinated people.
Yeah, I think
that ends our show tonight. Hey, thanks for the calls. Thanks for your participation. Health, happiness, and safe travels. I'll be back again on the show tomorrow night with Mr. John Stant Miller. We will talk again. Good night.
This has got to stop. Enough is enough. I can't take this BS any longer. It's gone far enough. You want to claim my soul? You'll have to come and break down this door. I knew that something was going on wrong when you started laying down the law. I can't move my hands. I break out in sweat. I want to cry. Can't take it anymore. This has got to stop. Enough is enough. I can't take this BS any longer. It's gone far enough. You want to claim my soul? You'll have to come and break down this door. I've been around a long, long time. I've seen it all, and I'm used to being free. I know who I am. Try to do what's right. So lock me up and throw away the key. This has got to stop. Enough is enough. I can't take this BS any longer. It's gone far enough. You want to claim my soul? You'll have to come and break down this door. Left for them, and then what's coming down the road? The light in the tunnel could beat a southbound train. Lord, please help them with their load. This has got to stop. Enough is enough. I can't take this BS any longer. It's gone far enough. You want to claim my soul? You'll have to come and break down this door. This has got to stop. Enough is enough. I can't take this BS any longer. It's gone far enough. You want to claim my soul? You'll have to come and break down this door.
Looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.